Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Even after the mild winter, spring is still pothole time. You often don't know where there is a road rut or crater until you hit one. But there's some good news for rattle drivers. Starting next month, you'll be able to alert the city of Boston when you drive over a pothole or patchy roadwork, thanks to a new smartphone app. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov has the story.
People use smartphone applications for work, games, fitness training, tip calculating, and hundreds of other useful and silly things. Now the city of Boston wants anyone who drives in the city to use their smartphones to report potholes as they pass over them. To see how the app Street Bump works, I ride along with an early tester, Michael Dennehy, a city employee whose job takes him all over Boston.
We have just crossed the James Kelly Bridge, heading into South Boston on West Broadway. My plan is to take a left on A Street. A Street is a very busy street.
Dennehy's headed for a particularly bad part, and soon enough we hit a rough patch, and the app starts to record each big bump with an electronic chime. So it's interesting to me, it's not picking up the small vibrations that I'm feeling, but it is feeling the larger ones.
Yeah, and that's what we've found. If you see something that we're approaching that you think should get a bump, 9 times out of 10, we did receive the bump.
Here's how it works. When the app is on, it detects when there's a change in vertical acceleration, that is, a bump. It captures a second's worth of data from the accelerometer, timestamps it, and attaches it to the GPS location. At the end of the trip, you press a button to upload the bump locations to a server running an algorithm that recognizes potholes. Once a road defect is detected by 3 different people, it automatically gets on the list to get fixed.
This only works because we're actually pretty good at filling potholes.
Nigel Jacob is co-chair of the mayor's Office of New Urban Mechanics, which developed the Street Bump app. He says Boston workers fill reported potholes within a day and a half. But he says this app isn't just about fixing potholes. It's about how the city is trying to connect with its residents.
This is a way to engage the public in a new, more effective way and really sort of shore up the trust that they have in us, that we're trying to deliver a valuable service.
There are some drawbacks to Street Bump. The app drains the cell phone battery and limits your ability to do anything else on your phone, which you shouldn't be doing anyway while you're driving. Some people may have privacy concerns because it tracks your whereabouts, but Jacob says the app does not collect any personal information, and you have to opt in every time it's activated. The app costs the city about $80,000 to develop in partnership with Worcester Polytechnic Institute, and it will be free to download next month. Boston residents have already been using their smartphones to report other problems to the city. 2.5 years ago, the Office of New Urban Mechanics launched the Citizens Connect app. It allows you to email a picture of a pothole, graffiti, or other problem and file a report. More than 27,000 requests have been lodged this way. New Urban Mechanics co-chair Chris Osgood says Citizens Connect and Street Bump help make government more personal.
Actually figuring out ways to make sure that government isn't this faceless sort of concrete building, but a resident really understands where their tax dollars are going, who is doing work sort of on their behalf to make the city better, and where residents can really see, oh, my drive to work is now smoother because I ran Street Bump.
Revolutionizing city government, one pothole at a time. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.